Welcome to a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson. As always, before we get into the show, I want to give a huge shout out to my Patreon family. For those that don't know, Patreon is a website and a platform in which people can financially support their favorite content creators. For more information on how to become a patron, please head over to www.patreon.com/a Christian podcast. So in this episode, as the title suggests, we're talking about cancel culture. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that this episode was recorded on July 18th, 2020. So if it seems like, why are you talking about some of these things like it just happened? Just because we recorded a little while back. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. I'll stop talking and I'll let you guys enjoy the episode. Cool. So I will go to my left. We'll introduce everybody and we'll get right into it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Rayma.
Hey, this is Yannick.
Hello, it's Michaela.
Cool. So, cancel culture. That is a term that is fairly new if we think about the grand scheme of, like, just, you know, terminology and just how long we've been alive. And, like, it's probably, what, a year? Maybe a year old?
Is it? I don't know. It might be two.
Whenever R. Kelly maybe got two. Canceled, it started
It
there.
Might be two.
Okay, yeah. So maybe it's still fairly young, right?
Yeah.
And so, first of all, what is cancel culture for those that don't know? Can we define it?
According to Merriam-Webster, I'm pretty sure it's an Urban Dictionary. But I guess cancel culture is just when, like, the culture decides to cancel someone, like, based off of, like, an action, based off of something they've said. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And it says, well, it says, I'm actually read off of Google here. It says, a form of boycott in which an individual, usually a celebrity, who has acted or spoken in a questionable or controversial manner is boycotted. So,
you got R. Kelly, Doja Cat, Chick-fil-A, J. Cole, B. Simone.
I don't know about that one.
Everybody said might be canceled for some of y'all. But these are just a small list of some of the people or organizations that have been canceled in the last, you know, couple months. And so, why do we cancel people? Like, I know what the dictionary or the definition says and what we gave, but why do we cancel people? Why, what do y'all think is our real reason?
Because they say something that the majority of the population doesn't agree with. Like, they say something, even if it's just for one moment, canceled.
Yep.
Just canceled.
Yeah. That's real. And so, I think cancel culture is unbiblical, right? If we look at Jesus, we see that he gave so much grace to people, right? Mm-hmm. And he still gives us grace each and every day. Yannick, if you could you read that scripture that I had that kind of, you know, just talks about grace?
Yes, sir. So it says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love.
Right. And so as Christians, right, one of our goals is to be like God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so how can we read that? And then as soon as, you know what I'm saying, somebody says something, boom, you're done. You're canceled.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think social media plays a huge role, right? Because everything is publicized. You can see everything. Somebody says something.
Boom.
Boom. You know it.
Screenshot, canceled.
Like, it's done. Just like that.
We got it.
And then on top of that is the pressure of canceling. Like, I felt like it's been stuff like the Chick-fil-A thing. I saw it was canceled. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, well, you know, I didn't really look too much into it. But you had the pressure that everyone else is canceling something. Mm-hmm. I may not even agree that this should be canceled. But if I don't, then I'm a part of that group that's canceled. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we deal with that. And so it's just like, what can we do to display grace? Like, as Christians.
Well, okay, I have a thought. I have an opinion on this subject. I think that in one sense, especially if we're talking about, like, canceling people as far as, like, racist tendencies, habits that have kind of been like ingrained in us, that is, I think some things are like in a state of being like uprooted and revealed. And so when it's kind of like based off of that, it's like, okay, you know, we've been so used to doing all these things, but because of everything that's happening in the world right now, a lot of people are kind of be like called out for what they do. Like things are no longer going to be like acceptable or okay. It's like passive, like microaggressions and all these different things as it relates to like all subject matters. Right.
Yeah.
But on the other end, it's like, we stand as like a society that cancels as opposed to like corrects and kind of tries to promote a better behavior instead of us being like off in the grace. We're like, okay, like you're canceled. Like, no, we don't want nothing to do with you. Like, this is how that person is. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and we either like quote unquote stand or deny people based off of what we see in this small little picture of social media, mm-hmm. which isn't yeah. fair because we're just getting this one image that's either something they just allow us to see or, you know, just something they allow us to see. And so I think a better resolution would be to have like a culture of correction, like in a graceful way. Like people are just super blunt about things. And so if we just say like, okay, this person was wrong, let's like teach them how to be better.
Yeah.
I know people have an issue with like, that shouldn't be our responsibility, but it's like, if we're not here to help each other, then like, why are we allowed to just cancel each other without, you know, right. anything? So,
yeah.
I think people have a hard time listening to each other too, because mm-hmm. automatically if it doesn't match what you're thinking, it's like, oh, well, I'm gonna let you talk.
Yeah.
I know like personal experience, I know this isn't like really canceled. Like, well, she could have. Okay. Let me just say it. So somebody had commented on one of the pictures I posted, cause I do photography, and one of the individuals who commented said, I love the way, you know, Black women look with, well, she didn't say Black, she said colored women look with like this certain look. And instead of like people going in and going at her,
uh-huh.
We came at her and said, hey, you know, that's not, you know, that's not the correct way to say that.
Right.
Maybe you should try using these words mm-hmm. or women of color or African American. And I think about that time, and it could have went like, she could have been blocked, she yeah. could have been, so many different things could have happened, but because people took the time to say, hey, you know, that's not right, mm-hmm. hey girl, you can go back and edit your comment and, you know, yeah. it'll be fine. That's and good. She even said, you know, how does this look now, is that better, does it sound better, I'm so sorry, you know, thanks for informing me.
Wow.
And I think people we don't take the time to even think if that person even knew
mm-hmm.
it was the right thing to say, or, you know, we don't take this on to listen. Yeah, I think facts. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's also one thing, right, is that we're talking about, in this case, I guess, celebrities or people that are public, right? And so they already are, I guess, in the eyes of everyone. And so every mistake that they make is amplified, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I think maybe, I mean, of course, one thing we do less of is, you know, praising people when they actually do good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, whenever someone does one thing that's wrong, it's like, oh man, boom. Like,
yeah, you know, that's the end of it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I mean, even if it we could even take it to like, I mean, even, I mean, we're Christians, so even preachers, right? Someone could be preaching well, whatever, but if it makes one mistake and it goes out,
yeah,
that's it. Mm-hmm. That's done. What you're known for, you know?
Done.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, that's, you know, I think it's definitely important to kind of look at it in that light as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then where do we draw the line at between you can be corrected or you legit need to be like canceled, or like we legit cannot support you anymore? Mm-hmm. So I don't even want to lead that question any more than that, because I don't want to sway it too much. But
yeah. I think it's the change. Like, if they change, if they choose to listen, like, back, if they choose to like make an effort to correct or make an effort to even understand, that's where we can decide, not we can decide like whether, you know, their fate, but, you know, like,
oh my,
we can decide
let them live.
Let them live.
Let them live.
But yeah, we can decide whether or not we want to support. Like, if we're looking at like Chick-fil-A or whatever, you know, like, okay, if this company chooses to ignore just kind of what is being brought to the forefront, and they don't change or even like send out a statement, like being neutral is not taking a side, and that's basically, that's taking the side of like the oppressor or the negative side that caused the issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they choose not to change, then like I find it, you know, okay to not support anymore.
So, yeah, so like, let's say Chick-fil-A, because that's an example that is very near and dear to my heart.
Because, I know it, man. I know it.
Because the Lord's chicken is... is very good to me.
Look,
look, the Lord, that chicken is great. But like even right now, there may be somebody that's listening that says, "Yo, if Kev decides to support Chick-fil-A based on everything going on, well, I cancel it." You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to cancel Kev, Christian Pocket. Like,
yeah.
Where do we draw the line between? One, people are supposed allowed to believe what they believe, and two, does your belief, where like my support, where does that meet? Meaning, like, where do I say, okay, at this point, I can no longer support this institution. I can no longer support you as a human being. I can no longer keep following you. Like, where is it at? Because it's one thing with like big corporations and stuff, because it's not as personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but we cancel people in our regular life. Like, true. There's people that we know that have said something or done something. You're like, bro, I'm done. Like, I don't gain anything from, you know what I'm saying, being around you. That's or true. Anything. So like, I'm just, this is just cut off, right? Which I don't think is healthy. But it's different, you know, when we look at celebrities. It's easy to be like, okay, everybody unfollowed them. Nobody's by their music. Than it is like the person that you work with that you don't agree with their opinion, so you just cut them off.
You hit me toes. Ouch.
Nah, but I mean, I think we need to do a better job at realizing that it's our responsibility in a way to. We don't support people's like foolishness, right? Mm-hmm. Our people's whatever, if it's sin or whatever, but it's our responsibility to still love them as children of God, right? Because God has shown us grace, and He does each and every day. And so it's like, how do we do that? And then it's really arrogant if you think about it. It's arrogance to think that, you know. God shows me grace every day I wake up. I sin again and slap him in the face every day, every morning. Yeah. But you know, for you, I don't like what you said there, Yanni. So you're done.
Cut off, right?
Get off this podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Where the line at?
I think that just goes with us. Like, well, for me personally, I've had to read more about the stories and things of Jesus to understand, like, these people were. Literally just fought. Some people were just following him just to see him mess up. Mm-hmm. And so many people cancel him because he claimed to be this and you're not that. Like, they just didn't believe. And I just had to really look at these stories and, like, interpret them differently and be like, oh, Jesus really said, like, you know, you said I can't do this, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, take the stories of, like, of him and all his miracles that he's done and, like, say, okay, well, he operated in this even though people were canceling him,
right.
He did it. And he had this attitude of love towards everyone, even the ones who hated him or spoke out against him. Like, even when he was on the cross, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've had to correct myself over and over again with how I feel towards certain people because Jesus, he doesn't do that.
Right.
He doesn't do that. Like, he doesn't, like, people may be sinning, but he still has a heart. Like, he still loves them.
Right.
He still That's loves real. Them. So, even now, like, I can think of some people that I've cut off. Oh, Lord. But, but like, I still have to love on them. I still have to, you know, say, okay, they may have said that, but they need to be forgiven.
Yes.
They need to be loved.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And I think, as you said that, I remember earlier I said cancel culture isn't biblical. Right, and by that I wanted to clarify because that, I mean, it was in the Bible. Jesus got canceled by people, yeah. But what I'm saying is that's not the teaching of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's a great point that you brought up, Michaela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're talking about the line too, but I guess maybe to also help maybe people that are maybe in that situation when they feel like as if they're canceled or you know, they're going through that situation. Maybe, you know, it's maybe like a comment that you made and it was foul, you know, and then yeah. people coming at you, you know, at all angles on that comment, especially on social media nowadays. But, you know, I think one thing that Jesus did was that he didn't care a lot. I'm trying to remember the story here, but he didn't really care much about the people's comment. Basically, like, he didn't trust their only their testimony of him, right? Because he basically took his testimony from God, like his inner testimony that he had with God, or his relationship with God is what basically testified of who he was. And so he didn't allow like people's thoughts or people's impressions of him to be like, hey, this is who I am, you know. So I think many people are I think it's like a way to guard our hearts, right? Because many people have like different opinions of us, like about us, and through different situations. But at a time, you have to be able to be like, you know what, even if I'm in this situation, I want to step back and, you know, just go back to God, because that's the person that matters the most. So
mm-hmm, for sure. And I think there's a difference between like you know, not canceling someone and then also just like not giving them your energy anymore. Because at the end of the day, like, you have to protect like yourself. And I think even if it, like Yannick was saying, like if it benefits you more to like step away from a situation as opposed mm-hmm. to like, I got to make a decision about this person, like cancel them or not. Just like taking a step back to like kind of gather yourself. I think the simplest of maybe cliches would be to put yourself in the position if you were the person that like messed up. And so of course we see ourselves like, okay, like God forgives us. But put yourself in a situation of the person that was like canceled. Like, would you find it fair, or even like, how would you deal with that mentally if people were like, I'm canceling you because of this one ignorant comment you made, or even a way that you've been living, but you just haven't been exposed to like the truth or a way that's better to live, you know? Like, if nobody ever gave you grace, how would you feel if you were that person? But people don't take the time to do it. They think it's like, that's too cliche of a thing to do. Like, I wouldn't do that. But like, what if it was you?
Yeah.
Like, think of that like dark hole that would put you in, you know?
Yeah.
I think we're really hard on ourselves too. Like, mm-hmm. We're hard on everyone. And often we just forget, like, we make mistakes. Like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make mistakes, and we're going to, it's going to happen. And I just feel like when people are canceling, like, we're just so hard. We're so quick. We don't ever think about the emotions or, you know, what the other person is going through. Cause I know when mm-hmm. you mentioned that like dark hole,
mm-hmm.
Like think of the other perspective, like the person in the dark hole, like
right.
what's going on. You're just piling on all this. Mm-hmm. You're canceled. You're this, you shouldn't have did this. And now they're in this mindset of like, well, dang, I messed up. There's no turning back.
Yeah. Like Nick Cannon, he like, you know, made his comments and then he apologized and he was like, those people cancel me now, my own people cancel me. So it's just like, I can't do anything right. So like, I'm really concerned about him right now. Like, doesn't mm-hmm. matter if he's celebrity, like his whole life has been turned upside down because of a comment he made.
Yeah.
He even apologized and it's still like, nope.
Yeah.
You know, he can't do anything right.
Right. I think, side note, I would really like to know how many times we've said cancel so far in this episode and how many times we'll say it like total. But I think it's crazy. Cancel. What if somebody really took the time to count each one?
Oh my gosh, that'd be
please,
crazy.
If you do that, please, I would love for you to tell me how many times we said it. Thank you so much.
You gotta get them a shirt.
Yeah, you need a t-shirt if you do that. I think it's amazing how much language and our words like have weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you really think about it, I could put, the alphabet has 26 letters. I could arrange the 26 letters of the alphabet in a way that can literally change my whole life. It can ruin my whole life. It can make my whole life better. Yeah. It can get me out of jail. Yep. It can get me killed. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I can put these letters in a way, even on this podcast, I could say something that would literally, I could cause somebody not to know God or to not receive God. And I think as Christians, like as much as cancel culture isn't right, I think Christians also have to do a good job at understanding that everything we do and say has weight and has consequence. And if we're supposed to be leading people to Christ, that consequence could be, you know, eternal life in heaven or hell.
Yeah.
Excuse me, based on what we say.
Yeah.
That's so real.
That's,
I think of like the first thing that like came to mind when you were saying that is the saying "sticks and stones may break your bones, but words never hurt you." That is a lie.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. Like, and then like as a child, I would say that, and people sticks be bullying me. I'm like, words never hurt me. Not gonna cry. Like, you know, like but it hurts. Yeah. And like we say that all the time. We teach children that all the time, but it words hurt. Like,
yes,
they hurt.
I saw a quote on Facebook, and it says, "The tongue has no bones, but it's strong enough to break a heart." That's real.
Yeah, like there's power in the tongue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, even the Bible says so. You know that there's power, like life and death, right? It's in the tongue. So it's like, wow, like. Now, when you said that, especially when you said about the alphabet, I was really thinking about it. I was like, wow.
Like that's all it is.
Yeah, it's just like, really, just rearrange words however you want. And you can relay a message that can encourage someone or that can really just put someone in a really bad place.
We're very quick to place a label. Like, that person is, I mean, you can say it, that person is racist. That's a like misogynistic person. That person needs to be canceled. Like, we just take a word and it's like, now everything has to fit underneath that word. Like, so canceled, that person is like completely canceled. Mm-hmm.
And then you find like people starting to conform to like one thing, or they start to put themselves in a box because I can't really be myself because I might get canceled, or I can't say too much about
keep going.
I might say too much about God, and then people are like, that's like you like you're putting people in a box and you're not allowing them to really like live.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I think even so, like it's a weird balance, like the world, because we tell people to like be unbothered. Like, I'm unbothered, so like your words don't hurt me. You know what I mean? And it's like words have so much weight, but then we try to like we go off of words in our everyday life, but on the other hand, it's like, no, I'm not even affected by this, like I'm unbothered, like I'll cancel people real quick. You know what I'm saying?
That's a label. Like even that's something that we've put in a box because you may be unbothered, but I mean, now you can't react to certain things because you just said you were unbothered. Exactly. So what is it?
And you got this whole anxiety and mental battle on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then on top of that, like kind of going to what Michaela was saying, is now you have a watering down of the word and of Jesus's teaching. Because we don't want to say anything that offends people. Mm-hmm. And that is very problematic.
Yeah.
Because now I can't even deliver the word of God because I'm afraid that people may cancel me. People may stop following me. People, not support the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
It was an episode we recorded earlier and homosexuality came up. Mm-hmm. And even in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm aware of like the things that are being said, and I'm like, what if somebody takes it the wrong way?
Yeah.
And what was said was Bible, but it's still that like, and of course, you know, you can never go wrong from teaching the Bible and speaking the Bible. You may have consequences on earth that are evil, that are not good. Mm-hmm. And there's many examples of that in the Bible of people speaking the truth, speaking the Bible and speaking the words of God and still being persecuted, but you will always be rewarded in heaven. And of course that sounds like, okay, well, what am I going to do now? Why people hate me? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of that's where you need to trust God and know that, yo, God, if I do what you tell me to do, if I do what's right by you, I'll be taken care of. Whether that's here in heaven, and he'll take care of you here on earth.
Yeah.
But we can't afford to water down the word in hopes of not offending people. Yeah.
Worldly approval.
We don't need the approval of people at the end of the day. Yeah. I think we have a responsibility for people. Mm-hmm. As Christians, we have to have like a gentle approach with people. We have to not meet them to their level to the point where we're like not being ourselves, but to where they can like understand and be receptive. And then of course be guided by the Holy Spirit in that. But ultimately we can't, like you said, can't water it down, but we have to be gentle in our approach and you know, how we feel we should talk about it.
I think people, like, I think a lot of times people think that we're talking at them mm-hmm. or we're preaching to them to do that, turn away from that. But really, I'm telling you this because I had to do it myself, or right. I've been there, right. or I've sinned, I've done all of this before, like, mm-hmm. or I may be still doing it now. Like, yeah. I'm not, you know, to be real. But people, I think people are just like, stop talking to me, stop telling me what I shouldn't be doing. But really, I'm just telling you from experience, mm-hmm. or because I felt this way, and I want you to be like, I want you to have God like I have God. You right. know, it's not really a place of condemn. Is that the word? Condemning people?
Yeah.
It's not really that's not the place that people are coming from. And I think people don't understand that. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that we're trying to help them and right. not, you know, talk yeah. at them. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, on both sides, like, so from what we talked about in the beginning, like the cancel culture, then like how we speak to people, I think just the main issue is that we've lost or have never understood like the definition of like true love. Because if we knew love like we knew like how God is love, we would be less quick to cancel people. We would be more quick to show love when trying to like gracefully correct people. So we just have to get back to that truth of love. And then with love comes grace. And with love comes the ability to like not hold so much weight onto people and not follow what other people do, but really like stand in the truth of like what love means like in actions.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, people, of course, get offended, right? Because it's hard to kind of take a look at the man in the mirror. Like, even ourselves, it's hard. When you make a mistake, it's hard to be like, tell yourself, like, hey, I messed up.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, you know, and so whenever you're bringing the truth to people or you're preaching or whatever, you know, you're trying to tell them they need to change. And so it's hard to take a look at the man in the mirror. It's hard to want to change. And so automatically, the first reaction that you're going to get from a normal person is, they're gonna resist that, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're gonna hate on that. They're gonna, you know, come back at you in a hateful way because they're like, no, like, why do I need to change? Why do I need to do that? Why do I need to? Mm-hmm. Because they're afraid in a way, you know, they're really afraid. And I think that's where what Rayma said was really important is the love aspect, right? Because you can say one thing, and it also matters, you know, the delivery. You can say the same thing but differently, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Based on how you say it, you know. Yeah. And so if you do things with love and out of love, you know, then I think, I mean, of course, there will always be people coming back at you, but hey, yeah. you just gotta really trust God and trust, you know, trust the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's real. I think it was said that, like, you know, you're talking about love, Rainbow. And I think, like, also with that, like, as you get closer, I think that's why it's also important for us to get the Word of God mm-hmm. and to pray and to be filled spiritually ourselves, mm-hmm. not only for us, just for us, but you can't, like, we're supposed to give people the overflow mm-hmm. of what we're getting in our own life, right?
True. Yeah.
So if I take a cup and it's half full and I see Michaela struggling with something, or I see Yanni struggling with something, and I'm like, yo, I want to pour into this man. He would be taking from what's, you know what I'm saying? What I need.
Yeah.
And that's not the right, that's what a lot of people are doing. I've done that, and you know, I do that sometimes when I'm not being filled the way I'm supposed to. I'm not being disciplined in that area. But it's supposed to be, yo, I'm getting everything I need. My cup is absolutely full. Mm-hmm. Yannick, I see you struggling with this a little bit, bro. Here. Yeah. Like yeah. this is yeah. I gave you what you wow. need. And I still got mine.
Yeah.
And wow. I'm not damaged or, yeah. you know what I'm saying, deprived of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we just overlook, like, our own walks with God yeah. as this is just me. If I don't read my Bible today, it doesn't hurt anybody. If I don't pray today, mm-hmm. nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody does know. But you can't minister to XYZ today because mm-hmm. you're not spiritually aware that they're struggling with depression
yeah.
because you don't, you know what I'm saying? You're not operating yeah. in what you're mm-hmm. supposed to be operating yeah, yeah. in. And so even as I said that, I mean, I felt convicted myself. Like, I say that, I don't want nobody to think that, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
my toes again.
Yeah, like, even in my own life, I'm like, she's scared. Oh, shoot. I'm like, she's scared. You got to do better.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful. I think, like when you were saying that, I was remembering like a sermon that I was hearing, and he was talking about ministry, right? He was saying that, you know, ministry is just an overflow of your secret place. Meaning that absolutely. When you go to the secret place, you go and you get filled, right? And just like Kevin was saying, like you're so overflowing that when you come out, it's like, hey, ministry just flows out of you, right? Yeah. Ministering to people, absolutely. Like you just see people's needs and you feel that need because you're yourself, you're already filled. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the Bible always says that you can't give, you know, what you don't have, right? Yeah. Unless it was given to you. So whatever you're trying to give, you have to have it yourself before you give in. So, I mean, it requires, I guess, some level of responsibility from you to know that, hey, I'm carrying this myself first so that I can be able to give it to people.
It's real.
Yeah.
And I think it was also said by Yanni before, like, if you're trying to show someone, you know, like the way that they're wrong, of course, out of love and everything, they may be afraid. I think they also may be offended. And, you know, that's personal. That's, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to deal with you as the deliverer of what's right and wrong. But we do have to deal with that, and we do have to consider people's brokenness. And that if I tell you, yo, like Yanni, if you come up to me and you show me like this video, right? Yep. The video is inappropriate, and I'm like, bro, this is not right. I like, you shouldn't be watching it either.
Yeah.
And you're like, what you mean, bro, man? don't tell me what I can't. It's like, at that point, for in the flesh, it's very easy to be like, bro, don't, like, and even for like me as a deliverer, like, you're wrong, like, and it could go real left real quick.
Yeah.
But again, we had to operate out of love and grace, and you got to, even in that moment, like, take a second, like, the way I can handle this can, I know it seems drastic, but can literally change this person's fate in one way or another. I know it seems like, okay, bro, it's just one, you know what I'm saying? But it can, this can be the one thing, like, you hear stories all the time, like, man, I remember it was 20 years ago, and such and such told me one thing, and that just touched my heart, and like, God, from there, it's that real, sensitive, and you just have to be aware. And again, I think that we can do better by just making sure we're filled up.
It's good.
Yeah, you definitely.
I instantly think of, well, I'm a teacher, so that's all I think of is just teaching. And when you think about like approaching different students who learn different ways, and you're just like you're not prepared yourself, then what? How are you going to teach them? You don't even have a lesson. Right. You don't have a lesson plan. What? But even when you say like different people may take it a different way. Like I look at students who have behavioral issues. A lot of times they have behavioral issues because they don't get it, or, you know, like they just don't want to, you know? So you have to think about different approaches to different people. That's how I relate to it. Like I have to think about, okay, how can I approach this person, or how can I change the way I'm speaking, or what can I say that would help them in this moment? But if I don't know how to do that, kind of like what you were saying, then I can't help them in that moment.
And if you don't even have like sensitivity to other people, like say if it's a person that's a Christian or a person who's not a Christian, like if you don't have it in you or like have a issue with like caring for other people, then none of this like makes a difference, because you're like, I'm gonna say what I feel I need to say. They can take it or leave it. You probably don't have a desire to like put yourself in their shoes to see how it would feel. It's just like, you know, so I think and the issue, like, where are you from the beginning? Like, do you actually care? And if you don't, like, you know, I think sometimes we can feel things like I may just like feel like I don't have passion or anything towards a certain person. I think at that moment I have to be like, Lord, like, help me, like, break my heart for what breaks yours. Like, help me to like care for the things you care for. Like, let your Holy Spirit just like come into my heart and just let me care for people like you do. Like, if I'm not feeling it, so I can actually carry this out, like really be filled and not just be like pouring from the empty place once again.
Yeah. I think, you know, Michaela, you're saying like you're a teacher, and it's like you got to make sure you're on top of your stuff before you can give to the kids. I also think, and I thought you were going to go there, But nah, it's perfect. Like, there's no one size fits all approach.
Yeah.
And we had to be mindful of that. And sometimes you had to be mindful enough to know that you're not the person to minister to everybody. Mm-hmm. So there will be people I can't reach.
Yeah. That's
because I'm not meant to. Mm-hmm. It's not because I'm not good enough. It's not because I'm not saved enough. Or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not any of my inadequacy, but it's God designed. Like, you're born to save a certain person or certain people. Mm-hmm. And so you had to be aware enough. Like, let's say, I'm trying to think. Let's say I were to just meet someone or somebody reach out to me on Instagram. This has happened. Somebody reached out like, you know, I'm a new Christian, blah, blah, blah. This is a female, mm-hmm. a woman. I have to be aware enough to know that it's not necessarily appropriate for me to say as a man to like walk with her in mm-hmm. that. Right. So I say, okay, let me direct you to some women of God.
Yeah.
I have to be aware enough to know, see like who this person is and to say, I could direct you to Rhema, I could direct you to Michaela. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be two totally different people. Yeah. And I have to know their strengths and weaknesses, or not even their strengths and weaknesses, but like who they are and what they bring. Yeah. Because while Rhema is a great person, she may not be the right person that this girl needs to walk with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're all not meant to walk with everybody, mm-hmm. and you can't approach everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I can reach out to somebody one way, and if I try to do that to everybody, I would feel like worthless because I'm like, this is not working.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's because not everybody's just, you know what I'm saying? Not the same way.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. No, I think one story, at least that I've heard from this family, was there were parents, I think they had like four children or something, and he was talking about basically family and how to raise children and stuff like that in a godly home. And he was basically saying that the way that he raised his children, and he said that he loved, you know, all his children equally. And everybody was like, what do you mean? Like, he was like, because when I was raising them, I, from their childhood, like, I literally looked at every child as if, okay, this is somebody totally different. Like, I have to, like, even though I'm a parent, like, this, maybe this is my third child, like, I need a new strategy for this. Like, this, because this child is totally different. Like, maybe this one is more happy. Maybe this one cries more. Maybe this one is more hyperactive. Maybe this one is more calm. Like, you cannot use that same strategy. Like, oh, yeah, like, I got this by now. Like, this is my third child. Like, this is the same routine. No. Mm-hmm. It's like every single person, every single child is different. It's like, you can't just, like, be like, oh, it fits, you know, everybody. No, just everyone is different. So, I guess that also means maybe that, I guess also, everyone has also a different reaction, right, to things. Like, what we're saying, like, you know, you're canceling somebody. Like, somebody could just be like, oh, cool, like, I'm fine, you know? And then somebody could be like, oh, my gosh, like, this is the end of my life. Like, you know, my career is over. Like, I'm done, you know?
So,
that's going to be.
And then when you were saying that, I just think about, like, how God has to specifically, you know, like, he doesn't just love everybody one way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves us immensely, but, like, you think about how he's had to, like, come to us in our different situations, in our different, you know, dark places, or just in our differences, and he's had to show us love or show us light in different, you know, times. Like, that just really blew, like, you were saying that, I'm like, you know,
God is just good. Look at
that. That's real.
He sure does.
Hey, he is a good, good father.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that, right.
Oh,
I'm gonna play that in the outro. No, that's real though. He does parent each and every one of us specific to our needs. And like Deja said in another episode, he knows you.
Yeah.
Like, he knows everything you are, he knows your thoughts, he knows your fears. Mm-hmm. And so he keeps that in mind when leading you. And so I just think we need to do the same for other people. So been a great conversation, y'all. Any other questions before we hop off?
No.
All right, good. Perfect. Appreciate y'all. It's been great.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoy this episode. Now, real quick before you go, I want to do some Q&A sessions with the gang. And so to do so, I need some more questions, some fun questions, some serious questions. Like, it could be ridiculous. Whatever you think of, if it's a specific question for a specific person, like if you want to ask Yannick, where's your accent from? Like, feel free to do so. It doesn't have to be serious. It doesn't have to be deep. It can be whatever you think of. And so to submit those, just DM me on Instagram at @normallydifferent_. And so I'll get to those and kind of, you know, put them in an order that makes sense based on which groups I have at that specific time. So I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a good time for you, you know, you guys to hear from us in a different way, in a not so structured way. If you don't have Instagram, you can email me at christianpod@gmail.com. And again, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And remember to make today worth living. Peace.